This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Vocal Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny arrived at a hospital in Berlin today after being flown from Siberia on an air ambulance. German doctors had traveled to the city of Omsk yesterday to evacuate Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The 44-year-old dissident activist and outspoken campaigner against corruption collapsed on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea widely believed to have been laced with poison. After being told her husband could not travel because of his condition, Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene. And with that, the chief of the Siberian hospital relented. And Alexei Navalny at this hour is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. Navalny allies who arranged the rescue flight say his condition is stable but worrying. South Korea says it's held talks in the city of Busan with a top Chinese diplomat, Yang Jiechi, a member of the Communist Party Politburo. Centered on trade, nuclear issues, and the response to the coronavirus, the talks involved the first South Korean visit by a high-level Beijing official since the pandemic erupted in China late last year. The two countries resumed exchanges last month when Seoul sent a ranking diplomat to China for a bilateral economic meeting. Two tropical storms forecast to become hurricanes early next week are headed for the Gulf of Mexico coast of the United States and will strengthen over the Gulf's warm waters at the same time. It is a rare weather event that could cause massive disruptions as the storms make landfall. The National Weather Service says there have never been two hurricanes in the U.S. Gulf simultaneously. The official word is that both current systems look on track to remain separate, but that any interaction between the two could heighten their intensity. The United States is suspending military cooperation with the West African nation of Mali in response to the overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. The ousting of Keïta this week has raised anxieties among Mali's international partners, who fear it could further destabilize the country.